This is an Envoice Media podcast. You're listening to Just Fake It, Coming to LA podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Nora and Marina.
This is Just Fake It podcast, Coming to LA, of Nora and Marina on Envoice Media.
Hi,
Voice
everyone.
Your fashion. Yeah, today is a beautiful day, Marina. I'm so happy to start this podcast today with you. And we're just faking it. Today.
We just came up with a name today, yeah. Which is insane, and we really, really liked it. So I'm very excited that we're starting this, and today we're going to talk about trends.
Yeah, so coming to LA, trends kind of thing. You know, we've talked about it before, but every time I walk outside or go to a new place in LA, which I haven't been, and there are so many of them, I feel like lifetime is not enough to visit everything what this place has
true.
To offer. I find something I'm still surprised. Like, I literally, there's not many things that can surprise me in this world. Like, you know, you're okay. Dull enough, you've tried so many things. But LA, why I love this place is because there is something new, there is something trendy, there is something like people go to. And LA is all about trends. Let's say there was trends for yoga and then hot yoga, and everyone is doing hot yoga. And then there is like trends for drinking coffee with oat milk or almond milk. And then I feel like everybody's coming back to regular milk. It's like, it's all about trends. Whatever people post, people repost, they go to those places. Mm-hmm. So brand and trends in LA is such an essential thing, because I feel like the word LA itself already is a brand.
It is. No, it's true. Because like all the celebrities are based here. It's like very, very, I don't know, big population of people who influence the world. That's why this is the capital of trends, I
that
think. And that's why, you know, everybody's watching. It's like, what is happening in LA? We need to do that too, you know?
Yeah.
And today we had this cool experience that we decided to do. We went to Erin One, which is this fancy place. Who doesn't know it? It's basically a grocery store, right?
But supermarket. Yeah.
It's like a supermarket, and they have also foods and smoothies. And everybody says it's the place you have to go if you're in LA, if you respect yourself.
I don't even know when they opened up, but I've never been there. I always hear about Erewhon smoothies, Erewhon this, Erewhon that. And when you told me last time, yeah, their smoothies are good, but they don't even have prices on the menus. Like literally today, I was so interested when you invited me, let's go for breakfast to Erewhon. I was like, okay. Yeah. So I came by and I see this purely LA vibe, like LA scene.
Absolutely.
All the girls, like, and Equinox is next to Erewhon, right? In Studio City. So
that's
everyone is just worked out in their Alo Yoga $25 socks, Alo Yoga, whatever.
Well,
I don't
even
attire.
Think they worked out. It's just that like the outfit,
even
the uniform to wear.
Exactly. In LA, all the girls wear yoga pants.
It's true. I don't know why. They don't even do yoga. Well, they probably do, but it's just separate. We're going to talk about
just
it.
Just fake it, Marina. Just fake it.
I know. No, but basically coming back to Erewhon, right? Do you actually know what the name means?
I have no idea. First time you literally opened it for me
but
today.
But you heard about it before, right?
I heard everybody saying it, but I was never really like, I thought it's just like some kind of LA expensive place, which
it is.
Which is true.
But it also, I feel like they're making fun of the people who go there, because basically Erewhon is nowhere backwards.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you didn't know.
Seriously,
that, right?
Nowhere backwards.
It is nowhere. So I feel like even this name is kind of like making fun of people who go, like, they go nowhere. They just go to, like, I don't know, to show off, to be in a trend, but like it's
they don't even know. I didn't know.
You see, I opened the world for you.
You did you twice. Like, do you open Erewhon to me?
Right.
And there's smoothies. I'll be honest with you, when we walked in there, I was like, okay, it kind of reminds you of Whole Foods, but at the same time, everything is kind of like different. They have nicer, you know, kitchen, the smoothies, the coffees, and everyone is just looking so LA. Like, there's not any other place I've seen recently who would have just everything, which check marks in LA. You know, the girls who are like the yoga pants
with
their smoothies, like the guys who are like, you know, the
super big
guys.
Yeah, we saw like this very big guy.
And there's like fashionistas there. Everyone really, like everyone who LA pretty much attracts and represents.
I feel like it's now it's a status thing. It's like, you know, wearing a Gucci bag is a status, and like having your breakfast is Erewhon.
You know, I brought the dog today to actually kind of blend it into the scene because I was like, well, I think it's kind of cool to bring a dog in a supermarket.
It's also fun because it's not her dog.
It's not. I faked it. I literally faked. That's not my dog. I'm dog sitting. And I thought that it's going to be cool for the shot. See, I'm faking it. I'm also faking it in a way.
I know.
But you know what surprised me? So we walk into Erewhon and we start, you know, everything is great there. Don't get me wrong, right? The food, the sushis, everything is super fresh. And then when we come up to the cashiers to get some coffees and some food, I didn't see any prices.
Yeah.
Literally, it's like you said.
People don't care.
They don't care.
They don't care. There is also what I paid attention. There's no calories. Because like, you know, if you go to places, they usually like they put the prices,
absolutely,
the calories, everything. Here, no.
And like, then the names of the coffees and drinks were like so LA, like Hailey Bieber Strawberry Glaze.
Glaze or Glow?
Glow. Well, something like that. I was like, only LA would put Hailey Bieber Strawberry
Glow. Well, because I think she goes there for smoothies. And that's why basically everybody started going there because celebrities started it, right? And I think people go there to actually like see somebody. It's like it's such a LA thing to do, is like to see a celebrity, to catch and like be next to them and like having the same smoothie as they do. You know, it's like it elevates you. It's like making you feel like you're important.
It's like you're always, in LA especially, you're always close to this kind of greatness.
Yeah.
But it takes time to realize that you're never in the circle. You're kind of around it, but you're never in.
I don't know.
And to get inside, it's like this whole idea to get in the circle. And I wonder like what happens when it happens. Why do people go to get like, I don't know, how much did you pay for a smoothie?
It was like $17.
$17 for a smoothie.
But it was good. It was great.
Yeah, but $17 for a smoothie.
Yeah.
And that's why they don't have prices there, because I paid for my acai bowl, I think like $24. It's ridiculous. Like three times more prices. I mean, don't get me wrong. Again, Erewhon is great, but it's nowhere. Nowhere near common sense for the prices of a smoothie. Let's be honest.
Okay, I don't know. But like, I feel like you pay not only for food, but you pay for the experience. You pay for the status.
What was the experience? We waited for the smoothie for 20 minutes. There was not enough seats outside. Everyone was just like looking at each other. And you were trying to find like free tables. There were barely no tables there because the line is insane. The parking is insane. There was nowhere to park because everything is already booked up by 12 because everybody comes to have lunch there for some reason.
Yeah, but we also went earlier than lunchtime because we were smart. We were like, let's go before the rush hour. And it was still a rush hour. And
dude,
we're like,
I waited for my coffee for 20 minutes. I never wait for my coffee for 20 minutes.
Okay, sometimes in Starbucks you do.
No. Because,
yeah, in a rush hour? I do. Sometimes.
Well, anyway. Well, my experience was great.
Okay.
But I think it's overpriced.
But okay, it's a trend. Again, how much are you willing to pay to be trendy, to be in, you know, in this, again, this circle, you know, of people? Because I think it's kind of makes sense. Because like, if it was more affordable, it would not be trendy.
It's kind of funny. Equinox and next to Erewhon, and it's like, there's like other brands like Vaori and like all these brands, which are cool, like LA brands. You know, everybody wants them. Everybody wants to wear them. Ala Yoga was not too far. And you're right. And trends change so quickly in LA. Yeah. Like I was buying my coffee and she was like, what kind of milk would you like?
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, so many people buy oat milk and almond milk with their coffee, right? And she was like, actually, no, trend is changing. Because I always stayed with my regular milks. I'm firm
too.
In
Same
my choice.
Here.
Yeah,
I'm like regular milk girl.
And she was like, you know what? Last couple of years, yes, but now everybody's coming back to regular milk.
Because it's a trend again to being like
natural,
everything, whatever comes from the nature.
There is another crazy thing I saw on the menu where the coffees, you know, presented. There was a beef bone broth
as a coffee.
No
option.
I don't think it was a coffee, but it was actually like a
as a
broth.
Drink.
Yeah, it's a broth.
But like it next to the coffee drinks, it was just like you can buy broth to drink.
I don't know. I think so in a jar or something. But the thing is. For me personally, to buy beef broth is I mean, grass-fed beef broth. I mean, you can just buy a bone and just kind of boil it. That's the
no,
broth.
But like I feel like sometimes like when you're not feeling well, right, and you don't want to stay and cook, especially like us, like who are like used to live alone and stuff. I would not like if I feel sick or something, right? I would not stand up and go buy bone and then make broth.
You can just get a soup.
I just get a broth
soup. But this broth is literally okay. I have a friend. Okay. She's vegetarian or pescatarian or vegan. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. Some of them are, and she doesn't eat meat, but she needs broth because it's the organism, our bodies need that.
That doesn't make sense.
So she buys from Trader Joe's. She buys broth, and I'm like, how much did you pay? And she's like, she pays like insane amount for the, this liquid in the jar. And I was like, I can make it for you. I literally can make it for you. She's like, no, but it's different. It's like purified. I'm like, bro, it's just bone broth. So some expenses, some things people buy and spend money for, like your smoothie for $17. I get it. No, it's good. I'm not saying it's bad. I just think it's definitely something I need to understand.
No, I feel you, because people like very dependent on trends here. I had this situation happen to me as well. I was on a shoot, right? We were shooting with model. It was like the whole day shoot. We're doing campaign and basically we're ordering lunch, right? And she's like, oh, well, I'm gluten-free. And we're like, well, okay, well, we're planning to order sandwiches, right? But if you're gluten-free, we're going to figure something out. And she's like, what kind of sandwiches? And we were like, you know, we're like, oh, maybe we were thinking about like this. I don't remember what exactly, but like some sort of sandwich. She's like, oh, well, then I can have it. Then I'm okay. I'll have the sandwich. And we're like, but aren't you like gluten-free? And she's like, well, sometimes I'm not. We're like, okay. You know what? Because like, again, is it a trend? Is it trendy to be like gluten-free? Because I know there's people who actually have allergies, who actually have problems. But then there's other people who are like, oh, you know, it's so cool. Like I need to be vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free, I don't know what free, cheese-free, milk-free, sugar-free, I don't know.
But, life free.
But is it really like, is it really a thing?
I'll be honest with you. Every time, like, I respect everybody's choices, but I want to know how did they come up with the choice. If you're vegan, it's because you feel bad for animals.
Okay.
But then at the same time you go, I'm not judging anybody. Like, I'm just, it's my personal opinion. They go and they get vegan burgers, right? But you're against animal cruelty, but you still eat fake meat because you like the taste of it. Isn't it hypocrisy? Oh. But again, not judging. I'm just trying to understand the logic there, right? Okay. For example, I don't eat pork, right? People ask me why do I, because everybody have different some health issues or moral issues or religion or whatsoever. So I just want to know the reason why.
Okay.
And if they can say why, no problem. But sometimes if they can't, meaning that they're just following some trends and they will forget about it tomorrow. It's like those Instagram posts, you know, people do and then they delete it because the trend is over. So people don't really stick up to their choices. They're literally led by some whatever, whoever created whatsoever really in this world. Like Aeron, for example, it's a cool place, but not everyone can afford it, let's be honest. Majority of people cannot.
Of course.
Yes.
But again, you're not going to go there every day, right? You just go there to meet with somebody like, you know, with a friend and like you show off in front of each other and then you go and then you keep, you know, your regular life. You just like once go there. But I think it's fine if it's, you know, if you have your limit, like you can follow the trends, but like not be too crazy about it.
Or maybe I'm just being cheap or broke because I'm pretty sure other people are okay with $17 smoothie every day. Seriously.
Okay. Well, but I have a question for you. Have you ever like followed some sort of the trends that you regret? Later.
When I just got to LA, right? My first year, my first 2 years, even 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, you were just this girl who tries to blend in, who tries to kind of be friends with cool people here. And I did follow trends. I remember I was trying to be like this cool chick in the clubs, so always, you know, meet promoters and get to these like crazy parties where there's celebrities, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted to be the part of it. I wanted to have those after parties to tell the stories later. But, you know, later on in my life, I realized that more I try to be someone else, I'm just losing myself. And that's what happened eventually. And it ruined lots of aspects in my life, like some relationship with friends or with significant other, because people here, especially who grew up here, they know the drill.
Okay.
They don't really try to impress anybody. They grew up with that. They know what's up, right? They know celebrities, some celebrities where they're like friends at school, for example, okay. right? So they're cool with that. For me personally, when I saw American School Bus first time, I was like, mm-hmm. dang, this is from a movie. Like this is Hollywood. This is, and it's just yeah, a school yeah. taking kids to school bus, I mean. But for me, I was just like a villager who okay. just like, wow, you know? But you still try to act cool okay. because you don't want to be this like...
But like you never done anything stupid just because everybody else was doing it?
Oh, I have.
It's like, do you have an example?
I don't know if I can say it on air, but I have. I did lots of... Like, for example, okay. like the stupid Instagram videos, what I've done before, like... And my voice is pretty like low and okay. deep, right? People yeah. think I'm smoking for 5 years or 10, but...
It's only four.
But when I heard this Californian Valley girl accent, I was okay. like going live into Instagram and I was like, hi guys. So today is my birthday. Oh my God. And I was doing this like back throat, like I was trying to mimic because my first friends in LA. So when I went to club, my friends from LA was just this LA girls, but they weren't even from LA. Mm-hmm. But the way they faked it was like, oh my God, you're so cute. You're so cute. Everything is cute for them. Everything is awesome. Gorge. All, okay. And I started mimicking it. I started like just soaking it like a sponge, you
absorbing
know?
Absorbing.
And I started speaking like this. Literally, I see my old videos from like 5 years ago. I was like, hi guys. Thank you all. Mwah. It's not me.
Wow.
Okay. I did that, okay. but it's not me. So I did that for a few years. And then when the girls were buying like some purses or like some shoes, like I tried to kind of be there or like take a picture of like, let's say, of an expensive watch on my wrist, which is not mine.
Okay.
So just like this dog today.
Well, yeah, this is like showing off. Yeah. Yeah. It's basically but the culture.
Because when you come here, you see all this like richness and everything and you kind of lose yourself and you want to be you want to be accepted. You want to look like you have money. You want to look like you have influence and power and you're cool.
I know.
But later on, obviously, I realized that being cool is being who you are. And I was in my early 20s. It's the girl navigating in a world, especially coming from completely different values. And now you see, I didn't know what's the lots of luxury brands. Like I didn't care before.
But like, I feel like you're still curious about trends, right? Like I'm curious. I like, I love trying new things. That's like my thing.
Like,
I love
now,
but
hot yoga,
naked yoga,
naked yoga. There is a thing, naked yoga, but I think it's only in West Hollywood. It's only for men.
No, I'm sure you can find the others. It's like,
if we don't, we can just create it. It's going to be our trend. Naked yoga for women.
Yeah. No, for me, for example, the latest trend I tried and I kind of regretted it, but it's fine. Well, basically, I saw people, especially Gen Z, they're using this fake tan, you know, like the.
But
like,
it's been out there forever, no?
I've never tried it. And for some reason, like recently I paid attention to it and I'm like, that's so smart. Like you don't have to burn your skin. You're not aging. You just apply
let's just
it.
Intoxicate our skin with
right?
fake tan.
Yeah, like you're applying and then you're cool. Like, blah, blah, blah. What do you think? I do it. What do you think happens next morning? I wake up looking like Oompa Loompa.
Orange?
I was so orange. It was bad. And I had like spots, like, you know, it wasn't even or anything. No, like, why? Why did you do that?
Because it's a trend.
It is a trend. It's a trend to be like, you know, tan, to be like great.
Blonde.
In a way.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. I agree with you. It is a trend. I've done lots of things like that. I mean, I actually bought this kind of the tanning thing when you buy in CVS and I just applied it. Of course it was uneven. Of course it was horrible, but I had to try it. One time, I changed my hair into completely red and I chopped it off.
Oh, I remember it.
Yes, it was pretty badass.
It was fun.
It was work. It was a modeling project and I was faced for a hair brand. Anyway, you do those things. It's LA and you see cool things. And for example, like the yoga pants you said, right? And then there's like the socks right here. I personally, I'm not a fashion person. Like I know all my friends are so much better in fashion than I am. And they spend more time researching and creating the looks. For me, it's like, okay, I have this and I have this. I'm just going to go. Because especially when you're set as a model or actor, like it's usually provided. Mm-hmm. There's like stylist. So I never have to worry about that.
Okay. Lucky you.
But in life, I still have to. And I realize I'm not a fashionista. Mm-hmm. And when I was faking it my first few years, I pretended that I cared. Mm-hmm. Whenever people said, oh, have you seen this Balenciaga new shoes? Or I was like, oh my God, yes, gorge. I've seen, gorge, just can't. I'm dying. That's how I was talking.
Okay.
That's why I was like, oh my God, 5 years ago, I was the pretentious person ever.
Okay.
Seriously. But it's okay. Admitting is beautiful. I'm not saying it was a mistake or not. It's a learning experience, right?
Yeah.
Do I have those shoes? No. But I pretended it. Oh.
Yes, and then, but they don't fit my, you know, legs or whatever.
But trends are born in LA.
That's true. Like, do you have...
New York, LA, like all the major cities.
Do you have any trends that are like trendy in Kazakhstan but not trendy here?
K-pop. I mean, K-pop is trendy here too.
Yeah, it's everywhere, yeah, but...
Honestly, I feel like if you look at every country's pop music or pop culture overall, it's such a blend of everything. Right now, in Kazakhstan, we create music in three languages because we speak two, Kazakh and Russian, and then the English right now is so widespread and popular. So all the popular songs have three languages in them.
Okay.
And it's mostly like this cool rap, but very, very connected to culture. So they will create this cultural, like something about them, like something cool, right? Some elements of it. And they will combine the modern English, Russian, cause everything. And it comes out beautiful. And new generation who are teenagers now, for example, I have a niece, she's 15. And the way she dresses, the way she talks, the way everything, the way she shows, the way she shows like phone and everything, it's different. For example, how do you show a heart?
I know that. How, like, we show it like this.
Okay, this. But new generation, I had to learn. It's this. And I'm like, it's easier, but it's this for the 15-year-olds. And then how do you call? Yeah, we do phone, this and then we put this, right? Because that's how we grew up. You know how they do it?
Yeah, obviously, because it's a smartphone.
That's how they do it. They pick up the phone they press the button and they put it down because they don't know this. They don't. And I'm like, okay, tell me if you're over 28 without telling me you're over 28, right? That's this.
Yeah.
There's so many things. Oh, she says like cringe. I didn't know what it is.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I didn't know what the cringe is.
Yeah. I remember I was working at work, right? And we were watching a video I did and somebody said like, oh, it made me cringe. And I'm like, thank you.
You said thank you for cringe.
But I didn't know what it was. And then she's like, it's not good. Like, it's not. I'm like, what?
You know, my niece always tells me, she's like 15 years younger than me. And then she's like, Auntie Nora, you're just old. I'm like, no, look at me. Like, I'm a model. I'm like in LA. You know, I do all these cool things. She's like, you're just old. And she started giving me all this slang, modern slang. What does this mean? I'm like, and I look at her mother. I'm like, I'm lost. She's like, trust me, the same way. Like, she's lost.
Yeah.
And the trend's changing so quickly. And especially in the world of social media right now, because we didn't grow up with that.
Yeah.
But in the world of social media, they pick it up so quickly. So TikTok trend or Instagram trend, everybody's doing it all over the world. Like, some Kazakh songs can be used like in America for TikTok, vice versa, K-pop. Like, honestly, the kids nowadays, they are so open to information. They receive so much information. True. We were so gated back then. Our minds, but they're just out there. They can do whatever they want nowadays. They have so much information, so much learning. Mm-hmm. The only problem is with those trends and whatsoever. Some things come and go, but there's no every knowledge is general there. Yeah, they pick it up from here and here, short videos because their attention span is so short. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But they can't really dive into deeper things.
No, but I also think that trends, they exist. Yes, they exist globally, but then they change depending on the culture they're going to.
Because
like, we're speaking with you, right? Like, for example, today we discuss, like, we were at this place, right? Where everybody goes and everybody wears sports clothes, right? Back home, I believe for you as well, we don't wear sports clothes.
No.
Even though it's trendy here. It's like, for us, it's something out of the world. Like, come out in a public place in a sport clothes. It's like, you don't do that. You wear your best clothes. You wear your makeup. You like, you do your hair. If you go out somewhere, it's like, it's a thing, right? Yeah. And here people just like, oh no, like we don't.
Well, but
do
they
that.
Have like Chrome Hearts hoodies for thousands of dollars.
Well, yeah, but still, like, still imagine like you wearing that hoodie back home. Like nobody would probably even like pay attention if
there's
it's
lots of
fancy or not. It was just like, why are you wearing hoodie? Where everybody's like on the heels.
Where we're from, the dress code entering any place is very strict. And here it's very different. So first, and I think you also told me that people tell you that you're overdressed a lot or you're glamorous, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Same for me. You are just take it down a notch. Wear jeans. I don't like wearing tight jeans. Like, and then I remember everybody around me is like, you're overdressed.
Yeah.
First time I arrived here and I came to school and just for a second, I did my master's here in art, right? So I wear this nice little skirt, like a jacket, like normally, like everything, put makeup, come with a bag, walking, opening the classroom. And the picture I saw, it still stays in my mind. Like people literally in their sweatpants, just laying down, eating salad from a bag. Like on the floor.
What? Salad on the floor.
For me personally, laying on the floor, I've never done that.
That's true.
Literally eating just like, and I'm like, hi, like my name is Nora. I'm from Kazakhstan. And they're like, hi, nice to meet you. But of course they couldn't hold. They literally said the Borat jokes. Like, oh, it's the Borat country, blah, blah, blah. And at that exact moment, I realized it's crazy. Like,
I feel like it's especially
that's where I'm going to spend my 2 years.
In film school.
And I came to LA, and I thought everything is so marvelous and magnificent here. And that was like my first impression. Obviously, we became friends and stuff, but this like laid back culture in LA is definitely unique. I feel like if you go anywhere else in the world, it's not as relaxed and chill, you know. And I became like this myself because, of course, it's easy. If you wear sweatpants and sneakers and flip-flops, you can go anywhere and you're going to be let anywhere except like nicer restaurants, right? I think the only place I had to really dress up in LA was Magic Castle.
Okay.
Because it's just like very black tie.
I've never been.
I'm inviting you and everybody. Yes, we can discover, but you cannot shoot videos inside. But that's such a beautiful atmosphere because you dress up, you prepare, like you have these nightgowns and everything. That's the only place. And maybe like red carpets, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's about it.
Yeah, but like, again, people think who see it on a social media, right? Everybody who thinks about LA, they think about this glamorous place.
It's not.
This like super, like everybody's celebrities walking back and forth, like expensive cars driving. Yeah, there is this aspect, but it's not as you imagine it when you come here, right?
It's not every day.
At all. It's like your world crashes when you come here, which is not bad, right? Because like, I don't think I would actually like living in a place where like everybody's super glamorous. And you just like, you can't, you know.
You lived in Kyiv. Everybody's super glamorous.
No, that's true. Like, everybody's super glamorous. And like, there's always a competition. There's always like a showing off in front of each other. I feel like here it's a little bit less.
It's just so many people here. Like, you can't spend your time competing with everybody else. And everybody's minding their own business. Everyone who comes to LA are hungry. They're sharks.
Yeah.
And even if they follow trends, they do. But they're always looking for the next best thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always following those trends because everybody wants to be someone here.
Okay.
People come to LA, I think for weather maybe, but overall people come, especially from other countries. They came to kill. Like they came to
absolutely. If you think about it, right?
And work.
If you think about it, it's all the people who are here. It's this crazy people who left everything behind, jumped on the plane, on the boat, I don't know what, car, and just traveled to unknown place to start a life from the beginning. Can you imagine this, like the willpower of these people? And it's everybody here.
So when I was back home, I felt like always like, you know, there's a term, smartest person in the room, smartest, you know,
not
just smartest, but the most active, the most successful. So for me, I'm not saying I was the best or the smartest, but I knew how to navigate and take what I want.
Okay.
Here, when I came here, I realized everyone is a shark. Like,
that's true.
Everyone is. And I thought with the idea of like, I'm just gonna kill it because I'm the one. I'm the one. Why not me? I'm good enough. I'm best in a way. But then your world crushes because you see everyone is ready to kill everyone.
Well,
and in a not bad way.
Yeah.
But if you go here, like you see the girls, everyone is beautiful. Everyone is kind of, not everyone, but like it is, for example, when I'm talking about the modeling part or acting part.
Yeah, I feel like because we're also in the industry.
In this industry where there is competition is insane. Like you come to audition, there's like another 20 girls looking just like you.
Well, but it's anywhere. You're in the modeling.
Yeah.
You chose the, you know,
you chose the
most,
path. That's true.
The
that's
most
true.
Beautiful profession.
And everyone is fun and interesting and everyone have different backgrounds. Somebody is professional, something else. Like everyone, I'm not saying shark is a bad thing.
Yeah.
Everyone is a shark in a good way, but everyone is hungry.
Yeah.
So you are in a competition with everyone who's ready to move if you don't do this.
That's true. That's true. But again, like following the trends, I don't know. Do you know any trend that is right now popping, like something that is like out of your mind that doesn't make sense?
God. Well, I know there was a trend for goat yoga when the goat steps on, like you're literally on your on this position on your knees and your hands.
Okay.
Like a cat position kind of thing. Okay. And then they put the goat on top of your back and make it walk. Something I saw a craziest picture and I was like, I could create it back home. We have lots of goats in Kazakhstan.
That's dangerous.
I apparently they control those goats which walk on your back. I'm not, maybe it is therapeutic. Gosh, I don't know.
Oh, wow.
But when I saw it, I was like, people pay for this? I was like, wow. People pay for lots of things which completely is not in my perspective.
All right.
Just like your smoothie today, I wouldn't pay $17 for a smoothie. I'm sorry.
But it was good.
Okay. It was. But anyway, the goat yoga, the hot yoga right now. I actually want to try hot yoga. I think it's pretty cool. And I feel like trends are changing in LA, especially for, let's say, not just yoga, but like Pilates, whatever, sports overall.
Yeah.
And then there are trends for spiritual activities. Oh. Like, you know, this spirituality.
Okay.
I went to Burning Man. I'm like, I'm very close to, to lots of like people who create this events where people open up and like they work with their traumas, and there's like ayahuasca, we know, but besides ayahuasca there's so many other things.
Me,
I never tried, but I kind of want to try one at some point.
Next episode.
So the trend right now, for example, is that some psychedelic drugs are actually therapeutic, so people should legalize them.
Okay.
And it's actually, people are thinking about it, like the governments are thinking about it, because lots of the ketamine consumption, mushroom consumption, they find it therapeutic.
Okay.
Which, I mean, some things I understand, some things I don't. Again, I'm not a judge, but you know, lots of CEOs and people are speaking about it openly.
Yeah.
And it is a trend.
Okay.
I'm not sure if this trend will stay forever.
Yeah.
Because for me personally, if you overdose, you overdose. It's not. It's not a safe thing. You have to kind of create a safe.
Oh my God.
Safe dosages or whatsoever out there. But yeah, there's like mushroom tea lattes. Like,
oh, I tried that.
Yeah.
What is it? Chaga chino or something? I tried.
There's like the chaga is like another mushroom, but I'm talking about the mushroom teas. Yes, mushroom teas. So there is trend. For example, if you go to, and I went to lots of like spiritual events where people do not drink alcohol, but they just connect on other level. They do cacao ceremonies. They do like this music where everyone kind of sing sound baths. Or nowadays, I know in the closed circles where I also go to, where you can just come, meditate, do sound bathing. Sound bathing is a thing right now. Like every girl I know tries to do sound bathing.
I heard that too, actually. Somebody invited me.
I think Kylie Jenner does sound bathing too in her home. Yeah, it's just like the thing right now.
Okay.
And then there is also the shamanistic singers, you know, who they give these voices.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, this is a trend, but in Kazakhstan, we've had it like forever. Like forever. Like
they
all
just
this
discovered
Native
it, right?
American thing with ayahuasca. Yeah, it's all about connecting to nature. There is like a festival in Costa Rica, I think. It's Envision. Also, they're connecting to nature. Everything is about connection to nature nowadays. People try to kind of come back to their roots, listen to their ancestors, reclaim the energy. I mean, it's all great.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I always say in America, it becomes a trend because I feel like everyone is coming from all over the world and they're not as deeply maybe rooted. Mm-hmm. But where I'm coming from, like we've had this forever. Okay. It's like, it's not new for me, but the way they do it here, they make it like cool looking, trendy. Like they make it tasty.
Tasty.
They make it attractive to
me. Well, yeah, that's what we talked about, right, earlier.
Because beautiful people come.
Here, yeah. They're so good at marketing.
Oh, America is the best in marketing. Yeah. America is the best in creating brands. And I was telling you about it, too. Yeah. Like, America created the craziest ideas, like Facebook, Teslas, whatsoever, right? Because the way Americans grow up, they grew up so open-minded. They're so free. Comparing to other countries where we always have to, like, obey the rules, follow the rules. And we're also, okay, there's also an economical part in this. Yeah, America is stable in their economy. So people are not afraid that something will,
you know, something will break. Well, something else going to work, right? Something's not going to work. And it's fine.
Law is working. Like where we are coming from, we had like USSR. Then there was 90s. There was completely disaster, but it was fun. You know, it was fun in a way. Everything was rebuilding. So our nations are afraid that something is going to change. Mm. We're going to lose something. So when you don't have the stability, it's like a pyramid of Maslow in psychology, right? This triangle. So the base is pretty much having food, water, everyday necessities, and just having a job. When you don't have that base, how can you actually accelerate and elevate to more enlightenment, to like art or create even art? Because it does take coverage of your basic needs. Mm-hmm. And in lots of countries, it's not covered. That's why you can't really think. Because you think how to survive every day. But Americans have this beautiful stability. Even if they don't have something, they can. America has opportunities. If you work hard here, if you're smart enough, you can always survive in a way. Because, I mean, if we are surviving and we're not from
somehow.
Here. Somehow. Surprise. And it's not because we're hot and girls. I'm just kidding. Maybe I'm not. But it's not just because of that. It's because America does have opportunity. That's why everyone is trying to come here, risking their lives, getting on the boats and come here, starting
a new
few
life.
Hundred years ago when people came to New York and then me as well. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying our countries are bad, but it is, we have this kind of PTSD of 90s where everything was not stable.
I don't really have that.
I've seen a lot in 90s. Yeah. And that's why I have the feeling of, and our people also have the feeling of, we have to save for a black day. We call it на чёрный день.
Because
the black day will come. Because in our minds, we don't trust the banks. That's why we never keep money in the banks.
Oh, yeah,
we don't trust the government. I was so surprised for me. Another thing in America, and it's interesting, everybody is so, so like loyal to their government. Everybody trusts government here. They believe whatever they say. And they always ask, are you Republican or Democrat? And it fascinates me how Americans are so like in trust. And I never trust government. In my life, I never trusted any government. Because I believe that, again, we grew up in a different environment. Mm-hmm. That's why for me, whatever is trend, whatever people talking from the TV, I don't really believe. Okay. I mean, I do believe, but I need to check my sources. That's just like, I feel like that's where I'm coming from. Like, you don't trust until you find out yourself. Here, people are, trust.
You choose who to trust, right?
You choose who to trust.
You listen to different points and then you make a decision.
But I like it about America that they can actually freely trust everything because most part is true and nobody's trying to trick them.
Don't you think maybe they trust a little bit too much? Or not?
Oh, they're super trust. Yes. Americans trust a lot because they're nice, as you said. They are nice. Americans are nice people. They try to help. But I also think it's a cultural thing because they don't see the threat from others because it's very stable. It's very flourishing environment here. I love California to live here because everywhere you go, people will smile at you. Mm-hmm. And it's just a beautiful life here in a way. It is hard, but it is beautiful.
Absolutely. No, but also like when you were coming to film school, right? It's the same as me. You could choose basically to go to New York or to Los Angeles, right? Did you have that choice?
So originally I thought I'm going to New York.
Okay.
I literally, before I left, I think a few days before I left, I found out I'm going to LA. I was like, dang, I always wanted to be in New York.
Well, you wanted to be in New York?
I love New York. I love New York. Okay. Because for me, New Yorkers are straightforward. They just like always on the go. They have everything.
No, because it's a part of the trend. Because I think it's like, it's very trendy to live in Los Angeles or New York, right?
There always will be a battle, LA or New York.
No. But like, even just coming here, it's a trend for all the people. I'm like, can imagine, like, I don't know how you felt, but like when I felt and I was like, oh yeah, I'm leaving to California. I'm gonna live in California. Everybody like, oh, wow, that's so cool. That's so glamorous. It's like, because it's trendy to live here.
I always people think trendy is overall America is trendy. Like when I come home, everybody's like, oh, you live in America. But when they find out it's LA, they're like, oh my God. You know, oh my God. But LA really reminds me of like Almaty in Kazakhstan. It's also, they have mountains. It's also very artsy. Mm-hmm. It's a huge city at the parties and everything. So everybody kind of compares LA to Almaty, but obviously LA is much, much better. I mean, trends are trends. And apparently now trends are changing way faster than it used to.
Okay.
So for example, let's say all the luxury brands back then, Chanel, Hermes, like all of those, they're also trends back then, right? Somebody carried it and then it kind of became widespread and then it stayed. Now it has heritage.
I don't think it's a trend though. There's a difference between trend and being like on fashion, on, you know, on style, being stylish, being trendy and being stylish is different things.
But I feel like every luxury brand also started as a brand and became trendy and then it became a big brand, let's say.
I don't think they went that way though.
Well, for example, Alo Yoga. Liquid Death.
I think Alo Yoga is gonna die in a couple of years. Like nobody's gonna care because it was a trend. It was a fling.
Liquid Death, the water, for example. Today we saw Liquid Death, and I said it's a great creation because the idea of the Liquid Death was, you know, all these teenagers drink like energetic drinks.
And they like to open
this can and like drink it. So they created the water, which is Liquid Death, kill your thirst. And the brand name is insane.
No,
right?
I love it. The branding is crazy.
And they're going IPO. They're going IPO. It's not going to die.
You don't think so?
No, they're going to IPO.
Okay.
So maybe they already did. I don't know, but it was literally recent news. Mm-hmm. So some brands won't die. Some brands created as a trend and they won't die. That's why trend, to be in the middle of the trends is important. And LA is one of the biggest trend makers in the world.
It is. Like, it is important to be in a trend, but it's also important not to lose yourself in a trend, as we discussed earlier, right? Because, like, if you follow every single trend there is...
It's impossible to follow every single trend.
No, but there is people who are like, oh, you know, this is trendy. Like,
yeah, but the thing is with trends, they forget one thing. Trend is also authenticity.
Yeah.
Every trend has a message. Okay. So, as I said before, every human being is so different. If you follow, like me, if I followed everybody else but did not stay true to myself, that's not the way to go, because only your authenticity can bring you far. Okay. Because people want to see you.
Yeah.
Or whatever you fake it out there as being you. Because every persona, every celebrity, they have some sort of, like Lady Gaga, for example, right? Yeah. She's a character, or like other celebrities as well. Yeah. Doja Cat, like all those. Absolutely. When we think about a celebrity, we think something about them. There's some, let's say Lady Gaga, she's so audacious. She's, you know, fun and everything. Any other person out there, you would think, okay, well, Joe Rogan, he used to be commentator and now he's comedian. And then, so everybody has a brand. Mm-hmm. So I feel like every trend is also kind of have this direction in a way. The person creates a trend, for example, right? And then, for example, if Nora the Explorer from Kazakhstan will become a trend, then you can sell the trend. But first, it started from authenticity of who I am.
I guess, yeah.
So I think every trend, if you start from authenticity and stop following others, you got to be aware of other things. You got to be informed about the trends. But I feel like if you want to make it as who you are, that's better. Because especially nowadays, there's so much like silicon ideas, people like fakeness that... Whatever authentically you bring on the table, that's going to actually bring lots of goodness to you.
I guess. But also, I feel like the trends, they get misread sometimes. Like, for example, what made me think about it is basically the culture that is big here, I guess, of a fast food, right? But it is kind of trendy back home where we are from, right? I don't know. Because, like, for us, the fast food is kind of like, we don't have that many fast food places, right? And it's kind of trendy. It's very American to go to like McDonald's like something. Here it's not. It's for basically, it's not cool anymore. It used to be, but for like back home, people still think it's trendy. It is like very American. They all eat fast food. We're like, you know how like my grandparents keep asking me like, oh, what do you eat? The only hamburgers there? What do you? And I'm like, no, there's like a bunch of other food. But like in their heads, it's it is what it is. So this trend is kind of misread by other people. You know, and I feel like when one trend comes from one culture to another culture, it gets like twisted.
But let's be honest, American trends, thankfully to Hollywood, they're everywhere in the world. American trends are so influential. Even the world, the word New York, LA, like we talked before, it's already a brand.
Yeah.
So it's so influential. I remember when the first Burger King, McDonald's and Starbucks opened in my country, I think the lines were like hours. Like people never saw stuff like this before. I mean, we did have kind of a fast food, but not the name McDonald's or Starbucks. Why is it? There's so many coffee shops out there way better than Starbucks, but everyone wants to go to Starbucks and stay in the line for 2 hours on the opening day. So people are insanely being in trend and influenced by trends that they're ready to spend their hours and their money just to be cool, just to try.
Speaking about Starbucks, actually, I remember when I first discovered Starbucks, right? We didn't have it. And I was back in Ukraine and I started seeing like my friends who go abroad and they have like this coffee.
And they take a picture and put it on Instagram.
Yeah, but what is cool about that? What is cool about it, right? It's that they write your name in a cup.
Yeah.
Like nobody did it before. And it's like such a simple thing, but like just having your name on that cup like makes you somehow special, you know, and like everybody, like I would see it and I'm like, oh, that's so cool. And I don't know why it is cool. Like right now, I don't understand why it's cool.
Because you touch the greatness in a way.
I guess, because like, oh, they have Starbucks, like they write their name right there. It's like, it's so cool. I don't know, but it doesn't make any sense.
Because everyone, every human being have ambition and desire to be close to greatness, to be around success.
Yeah,
that's why everybody comes to LA, because everyone wants to be successful. It's a flex, right? Everyone wants to have money. That's why everyone is buying all those brands or trying to get those, even starting from coffee, finishing up with like expensive jewelry brands, right? Why would people buy like a purse which is $50,000, let's say, because it shows the status. They want to be in status. And it's that's the human nature. Humans want to be there. There are not many humans who want, even I'll be honest with you, even those who are in spiritual world here in LA, which is very big, like the community, what do you think? They literally said no to money, brands, and all this expensive stuff? Of course not. No. First of all, to afford those spiritual experiences, They cost.
You need to sell all your
They
expenses.
Cost. Like to go to Burning Man or to go to ayahuasca. I mean, it's not cheap.
Yeah.
That's why when we talk about spirituality, it's not about giving away all your wealth. It's about actually just doing it ecologically.
Yeah. Like
making money. But again, as I said, LA is a place of faking it. So you never know who is actually truly spiritual, who is truly thriving to something, or who is just like there, just to be there.
Okay.
Because he needs to be seen or talk to certain people or whatsoever out there. You don't know. That's why trends are great. Trends are important. But I just wish that trends would bring well-being to people and not harm.
Well, I'm sure they do. It's not only about harm, right? They bring good things too. They bring discoveries, like how people
discover
something.
Cold plunge is a cool trend.
What is it?
Cold plunge.
What is it?
When people put ice in their bathtubs and then they just sit in the ice.
What does it do?
It's great for your health.
Like, never heard of it.
Cold plunges?
No.
It's like people sit in the iced water or ice.
Like
in LA, it's everywhere. It's literally like places you can do cold plunges,
Have you ever
done it? Trust me, I've done it when I was in seventh grade. My mom made me run around the snow in the morning at 7 a.m. before school.
Why?
Bare feet. Because she said it's good for your immune system. It is good for your immune system.
That,
And plus, on January, the our cultures, they go and they dive in a frozen river.
Oh,
they
literally cut off. I've never done it personally, but
we've done it for centuries, and now in America, it's a trend.
Okay.
Cold plunges. Which we've done every freaking winter for me is a cold plunge. On summer, I don't do it.
Okay, well, I've heard of it, like, if you want, if you, like, need to sober up or something, you just, like, block yourself.
No, it's not about the sober up. It's the wakes up your body. It's, like, pretty much putting your body in distress. It's just creates to create, I mean, helps to create new new neurons in your brain and then heals your body from inflammation and all that stuff. I'm not going to go deep into that. It's just another trend, cold plunge. It's a cool trend. I think it's a cool trend.
Are we going to try it?
I think I'm going to try it. Yes, I want to try hot yoga. I want to try cold plunge. Because, you know, I'm actually a bit ashamed to say that I've never tried it because all my friends already done that for many, many years. And I feel like I'm so behind. That's why we need to continue the trend thing.
Okay.
And try those things because I'm always like, I'm so busy with my own thing. I'm like, oh, I'll try it later. I'll tell you. Yeah. But, okay, here we go. Now we have obligation to do it because it's well said here on air.
We have to do it. Anyway, no, but like, is there a trend, like apart from the yoga thing and that you always wanted to try, but you never kind of like get around it?
I mean, to go to Tulum was a trend.
Okay. Here in LA.
I mean, everybody goes to.
I don't think in Europe it's a trend to go to Tulum.
No, in Europe, no.
Yeah, right? Because, like, again, but then, it's different.
But then Mykonos, like, Greece became a trend.
Okay.
Ibiza was always there.
Okay.
There are, like, new things people are discovering. That's why I love this blogger guy, Gstaad guy, who makes fun of, like, these people who go to St. Moritz, all this Courchevel. Like,
all right.
To those places, and he makes fun of... He's kind of living that life, but he also makes fun of the people who are like, oh, I don't want where everybody else is. I want to go to Amangiri, but every influencer girl was in Amangiri. Amangiri is this hotel, which is very, very expensive.
I mean, obviously, it's of course. Everything like trendy is expensive. Have you ever seen anything that being trendy and cheap?
Azulik, for example, the hotel in Tulum, right?
Okay.
On the tree. It's pretty pricey, but everyone wants to go to Azulik and pay like, whatever, $2,000 to sit on the table to see a sunset. The table literally looks like a bird's nest. Like, people pay thousands of dollars. It is. I'm not saying it's bad, but it's Mexico. People don't make that kind of money.
I've never been to Mexico.
I have. Okay. And it was more expensive than living in LA.
Oh, really?
I swear to God, the hotel.
But you were on a vacation, right?
I was it was my vacation. It's fun. Okay. Don't get me wrong. It's fun. But as I said, people create trends to make money. And people who follow trends pay from their own pocket.
All right, Nora, how do we create a trend? Let's create a trend.
I said so. I mean, we can do anything. But again, to create a trend, you need money. So trends are investments. Everyone is also somebody's investments, right?
Well, yeah. Do you think they knew there would be a trend when they
I think they would, yes.
Okay.
I think Alo Yoga didn't know. I think Liquid Death didn't know as much, like those kind of brands. But they kind of blew up.
Okay.
And if you create a trend, if influencers are there, it's a done deal. But how long it's going to be there, we don't know.
True. But it's just long enough to cover all our needs. And
I mean, look at the Kardashians. I mean, the whole family is a trend.
Well, yeah, that's
I'll be honest about Kardashians. One thing, like, I do respect their success. Okay. But when 10 years ago, when somebody, I think my girlfriend was like, "Do you know Kim Kardashian?" I'm like, "I don't."
Okay.
And she's like, "How don't you know Kim Kardashian?" And I was in medical school, you know, I didn't really care about all this stuff. And I literally genuinely asked, is she a singer?
Yeah.
She's like, no. Okay, does she act?
Okay.
No. Is she a famous dancer?
Yeah, what does she do?
No.
Yeah.
She's a politician? No. So what does she do? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, why is she famous? Well, she's like, I don't know. She's just famous.
She's just famous.
So that's the trend.
Well, I think they were like one of the first people to start a kind of reality TV show and that. Kind of sense. So
I just never ever thought in my reality back then when I was doing science about like euthanasia, like that people are interested in watching families just fighting with each other over some stupid stuff like clothes.
No, but like if you think about
I'm not saying that it is interesting to watch. Then later on, of course, I watched. I'm not saying it's stupid, but back then in my reality, I thought it's not.
No, but like if you think like people always care what's happening like behind the wall. If you hear like somebody yelling, you're like, "What is happening?"
Yeah,
like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, because like, people love gossip,
drama, gossip.
So
trends
are also created not on the higher motives of people.
Yeah,
trends are also created on the lower motives of people, like on their lower natural habits, let's say. And I'm not. I also everybody do that, and I admire their business model. I'm not saying they did great job with their business model. Their mother. Kris Jenner, she is the brain and the heart of the whole Kardashian project. And dude, like you got to be really smart to create something like this. And everyone now, later on, everyone is starting to do this, but it's not going to be new anymore.
Okay.
So if you want to come up with something as big, you got to create something as crazy.
Okay.
And as I said, are you ready to sacrifice for this or no? So yeah, I mean, trends are great, but as long as the person knows where he's going and what he wants, then he doesn't fall into the trend trap, but he actually just take all the benefits out of it.
Okay.
And depending on a goal, as I said, for me personally, like I follow some trends, like cold plunge I want to do, like hot yoga I want to do, but some trends like going to everyone and buying, like it's not my thing. So as long as you're confident in what you want.
Do you follow beauty trends?
No.
Not at all?
I don't.
Because I feel like it's also like very influential, because if you look back at 90s, right?
It's lots of money.
It's lots of money. No,
to sell to women, it's lots of money. Because
still,
women buy everything.
I feel like even subconsciously you're following it. Because like, even like if we talk about like the eyebrow shape, right? Right now it's cool to have like the sick eyebrows, right? If you go back to 90s or like even 2000s, it was cool to have like this.
Like a thin one, like a line.
Like invisible kind of thing. And you're like, you're even subconsciously, you're just like, oh, this is what like everybody does. So I need to like kind of have that too. And then same as like the makeup trends. I don't know. Like right now, I think it's like very natural, kind of glowy makeup trend. That is like, but back, remember us as teenagers, right? Like a green eyeshadow and like, I don't know, some red lipstick.
No,
that's, that was cool.
Yes, but do I follow like any brands, or I want to buy a brand because it's this brand? No.
Really? Like even a celebrity like releases some makeup and stuff, and
actually
everybody.
I don't buy those makeup that because I'm older now, so what I think is like, okay, I have this app where I check how natural it is. And usually when I was choosing my face wash, I realized that the most expensive face wash is the most toxic. And the Cetaphil for $3 or $4 one, the small bottle, it's actually the most natural. So I use that. So again, I came to the point of my life where I can check the ingredients. I want to see how good it is. And if the, let's say Balenciaga is trying to make like a cosmetic brand, right? Yeah. Balenciaga is a great brand, but they're not focused on that. I want to still buy from people like Guinot, or Lamu, like those brands who's been in skincare forever, because they that's the skincare brand. I don't want to buy my skincare from like a shoe brand.
No, true. But like, for
it's
example,
just a common sense to me personally. I'm not saying that Fenty Beauty is amazing, right? But I'm not saying it's bad.
It's Rihanna's.
Rihanna's. I respect Rihanna. She's amazing. But I personally prefer to buy like Too Faced products, let's say. I still buy Dior, like cosmetics. Yeah. They're great. I'm not saying it's bad, but I would still choose something which has been out there forever.
Okay.
Maybe I'm just old.
No, because I remember myself, like the first thing I came to the United States and the first makeup thing I bought was from Kylie Jenner.
Never.
Because like I specifically went and I'm like, that is so
I actually
cool.
liked Huda Beauty better.
Okay, but anyway, I'm just telling it's a trend and it's something that is not available back home, right? So when I came here, I was like, oh, this is so cool. And like, I just bought a bunch of it, never used it, but I had it.
I was broke, I was just taking samples. Like I was, can you put me some sample here? Can you put me some sample there? And I was just like, let me try. But
that's smart, actually.
Yeah, that's what I did with all my shoots. Like when I did some films, I just buy, you know, clothes, like, and I'm not going to say stores. Yeah. So the stores wouldn't let me in again. But I used to do that. I take a photo and then I just put it back and I return. And that's another thing great about America, because you can't return anything here. In my country, you can't, if you bought, you can't return anything.
Yeah,
they will be like, you liked it, you cannot return it. I'm like, but what about the buyer's right? 14 days. There is no buyer's right. Nothing.
Yeah,
nada.
Absolutely.
So no, I love this about America.
Yeah, but that's actually a cool thing that you brought it up on a shoot, right? Because I do that a lot too as a photographer. Like when I have shoots, right, we have to style it. So we borrow clothes and then we bring it back. But again, we getting back to the topic of faking it, right? You kind of faking owning and taking pictures in the, you know, expensive clothes, but which is also not bad, because like you, like basically speaking, you don't need all that, right? You just like, you just want to create an image, right? Using all that and then bringing it back. So it's like you faking yourself looking so fancy and, you know, and stylish and stuff. But I don't think it's a bad thing.
I think we're in this industry. Like we are just in this industry where everything is about faking it and using and buying, selling, like returning, just to create a picture, because we're in this industry. I'm pretty sure people in other industries, they don't really have that.
I'm pretty sure they do. We just don't know about it.
I don't think they return clothes that much, to be honest.
Okay.
All right. It's LA, girl. It's LA.
It is a lie.
Oh, Marina, I mean, there's so much to talk about, but I did love our conversation about trends.
It was great.
I just want this podcast
to become a trend.
Just fake it. Just be a trend with us. Just be with us with Invoice Media. Voice your passion.
And just fake it.
Just fake it. Just fake it, girl. Just